What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Welcome back, everybody. Mm-hmm. I've got some recaps.
Go ahead, because I don't think I have much of anything.
Yeah, so you think until you start chatting, and they're like, oh, forgot that happened. Oh, well, forgot that happened.
Personally, not really, but I mean, Aaliyah had her party, and there was a little juicy juice. Not really. It was actually boring, but it was cute. But yeah, okay. So let's hear your recaps.
Okay. So the last time we recorded was last Tuesday, and today is Monday. So it's been a while. So last week I went to a show on Wednesday with my friend Nicole, which was really good. It was about Nina Simone. And she's the lady that sings, and I'm feeling good, mm-hmm. Which, low-key, not gonna lie, guys, my whole life I thought it was Michael Bublé's song, but it's fine. Just realizing that it's a cover. But it was an off-Broadway show, so it was in, like, a smaller theater. And it was, like, three guys playing instruments behind her. And they were, like, acting, too. Like, it was as if she was putting on a show. Mm-hmm. And it was just her standing on the stage the whole time. But she was, like, she would, like, stop the music and, like, act. And then, like, change her voice and be somebody else. And then she would outfit change right in front of you for, like, 2 hours straight. I was like, damn, girl.
Wow.
First of all, my head just goes, like, how do you remember all this? Like, I would be sitting there and I would just, like, start to blank. Like, I don't know how people do it. Like, I get it, like, when there's a bunch of actors and you have different scenes and stuff.
And you kind of bounce off each other.
Right.
And it's like, oh, shit, that's where we are, right?
Right. But for 2 hours, like, just you, and she kept it entertaining for just being her.
Wow.
It was very impressive. So, shout out to Yes Broadway for sending me. Good show. Would recommend. Then, that day before I went to that show, my friend Fran texted me, and she's like, I know this is last minute, but my friend Nick, which I've met a bunch of times, adore him. He, like, works for this theater, and they're putting on a show. Like, I have 2 tickets. You want to come with me on Thursday, which was the day after. I was like, oh, my God, I'm already going to be in the city the day before. And then she confirmed it with me, and I was like, and she's like, oh, like, there's, like, a little after thing after the show. And the show started at 7. And I was like, if we're going out, shows are 2 hours. If we're going out after, mm-hmm. I am not taking a train home by myself. It's going to be, like, midnight. You know, so I was like, if you're down, I'll just grab us a hotel nearby and we'll just stay. And she's like, okay, yeah, totally down. I just have work the next morning, but she works in the city. Perfect, right?
Perfect.
So I was like, million things I'm doing. I was going to the city that night too. So I had to, like, rush home, get ready. I was, like, in the car from the gym, and I went on the website. I found the hotel. I just went, oh, the thing's on 77th. Okay, perfect. Found a hotel on 77th. Book for the nearest Thursday. It went to May, the calendar. So I booked this hotel for, like, May 4th or whatever it was. I literally, like, put in all my credit card information. I put in all my name and everything. I screenshot it. I send it to her. I'm like, booked, bitch. Like, so excited. And then, like, literally she didn't even notice at first. And then a few minutes go by. I look at the screenshot. I go, Fran, am I okay? It literally says May. She goes, oh my fucking God, I just realized that. I'm like, what the actual fuck is wrong with me that I didn't even look at the date when I'm booking a hotel? Like, that's so unlike me, right? So anyways, I go on there, and since it was so far out, they allowed me to, like, change it. And I was like, oh my God, now that it's tomorrow, it's going to be, like, an extra $200-$300 because it's so last minute now.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't. It was, like, an extra $30. So that was fine. So I got to change that, right? Then, the day before, when I'm in the city with my friend Nicole at that show, she texts me, Fran, she goes, I just threw up on the bus ride home, and I think I have a stomach bug or something. And I was like, oh, boy. And I was like, first off, okay, of course, like, making sure, like, are you okay, da, 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 right? And she's been having, like, other stomach issues, so she's just been, like, going through it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. Like, she threw up on the bus. Oh, my God, that's so, I would be so mortified. So mortified. I think she had a bag, though, luckily. TMI. If you guys wanted to know. So I'm like, okay, like, that's fine. And then I look at the hotel thing, and it said, no cancellations. And if you no show, they're going to charge you your reservation fee again. I was like, oh, my God. So I talk to Zane when I get home. I'm like, listen, I don't know. She's like, I'm going to see how I feel in the morning. If I don't make it to work in the morning, I'm not going to be able to make it to this show. So I was like, okay. And then I talked to Zane and he's like, I have like tennis and stuff. Like I can't go into the city. I'm like, come do a little staycation. And he's like, I can't. And Amani was hanging out here with Farhan. Their cousin just got back from Pakistan. And Amani's like, Aaliyah's off school. And I was like, you're so fucking right. That bitch is getting recruited. I forgot. And so I was like, waited till the morning. I texted her. She's like, unfortunately, I did not make it to work. So I recruited Aaliyah and immediately, which was so interesting to me because I know me and Aaliyah are so indecisive, like awful together. We're like, do you want to do this? I don't care. It's okay. If you want to do this, do you want to do that? I don't mind. Like, that's us the whole time we're together. But immediately I texted her. I was like, long story short, I was supposed to go to the city. I have a hotel. My friend's sick. You want to come stay the night with me? And she just goes, hell yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm impressed. Right?
I'm impressed.
By the way, if you're new here, Aaliyah is Jerry's daughter, my boyfriend's little sister. And so I was like, okay, great. Like, we're doing this. Because if she said no, and like, if my mom couldn't or you didn't want to, I was just going to go do a solo trip. I'm like, that'll be good for me. I'll just bring my book, room service, sit in the hotel. Fine, right? And then Fran was like, do you guys want my tickets to the show? Like, might as well, you know? And I was like, sure. Yeah, why not? It'll be fun. So Aaliyah and I told her, I'm like, if you want to come, great. But also like, bitch is planning on walking, so bring your shoes, right? And also Aaliyah is borrowing Zane's suitcase, which is so broken. Like, so awfully broken. It's got a workout band attached to the handle. So we're walking for a whole hour from Penn to 77th, which is so far. And it's like all over. It has a mind of its own. The city is packed. We're switching every 10 minutes. Our arms are killing us. I'm like, Aaliyah, fuck this shit. Tomorrow morning, I'm buying you a damn luggage. I'm like, it's fine. We're buying a new one. And we did. We left Zane's luggage in the hotel, just empty and broken. Anyways, so that was a whole fiasco. So we get there. We're like exhausted. We're just like chilling in the hotel for a little bit. The guy at the hotel told me I looked like a... the girl from Pretty Little Liars. So that was a nice compliment. Okay. So I feel better. And then we sat down for a while and then we like finally built up the courage to go eat. We found this like local little Mexican spot. It was delish. And as we're sitting there, I'm like, okay, you know, we have some time to go chill in the hotel for a little and then we can like walk to the venue. And in my mind, I'm like, I booked it a block over. Perfect. It'll be like maybe 2-3 minutes away. I put it in my maps and I booked east instead of west. Which in the city is a very, very, very big difference. All the way across Central Park. I was so mad at myself because I'm like, I booked this hotel for convenience. Like, that was the point. And I unconvenienced myself. I was so fucking angry. And Aaliyah's like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, well, I'm not, we just walked an hour today. Like, we're not walking another 30 minutes. There's just no fucking way. And we would have to like rush back to the hotel. Like, there was just no way. So we ended up Ubering. Long story short, the show was not showing anymore, but it was called Penelope. It was a really, really, really cute show. It was like very modernized. It was about her back in the day and her husband Odysseus went to war. And I'm usually not interested in like, you know, any sort of like, I'm just history. Not a history person mm-hmm. at all. Like, I just really don't care for it. It doesn't interest me. But this was so modernized. They put in so many like nowadays jokes. Like Aaliyah and I were like laughing out loud. And the acting was great. There was actually an actor that we loved from when we saw Punk Rock Girl was another show that we loved. And he was like the same character, like little nerdy, like, I could just tell immediately that it was him. And so that was cool. I was like, oh my God, Aaliyah, like that's this guy from Punk Rock. She's like, oh my God, it is. And my friend works for the theater. So like, he knows him. I was like, oh my God, like the guy that plays the son, like he's like, oh, Felipe. Yes. He's the best. Like whatever. So that was cool. So yeah, booked the wrong day, booked the wrong area, went to the show. It was great. Went to a little after thing. And then we Ubered back home. We were like, okay, we need to like eat a little something. So I was like, we could order room service, but like, nah, let's try to find like a halal cart. Like that would be bomb. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I feel like room service would be slightly disappointing a little bit. So we go to this like halal cart that's like across the street. This guy, I have a video of it. He was just like dancing, like had on like this EDM beat. Just like, hey, what's going on? And just hip thrusting the whole time. We stood there for a good like 15 minutes waiting for our food. Hip thrusting, dancing like this. The whole time he's making our food.
He's living his best life.
Oh, living. We were laughing so hard. I have a video of him. I go, can I take a video of you? He goes, yes.
Please.
He was dancing. It was so
That's
fucking
so great.
Funny. So we got a bunch of shit there. We went to the hotel room. We watched a TV show on a laptop and we ate our food and then we went to bed. And then the next morning we went to the Marshalls. We got the luggage and then we were like, okay, we can try to make this train. It was like a 12:03 and my map said like 12:01. Or like it was like a 12:05, whatever. We were going to make it there like literally a minute before. And Aaliyah's like, let's fucking go. Because she got her new luggage now. She's all good to go. And so we booked it. And Friday it was gorgeous. That's why I wanted to walk because I knew it was going to be nice out. We booked it so fast and we made it a minute before the train left. Always. She's like, why does this always happen with us? I'm like, I don't know. So that was nice. On the way there too, something funny that happened. This guy, he was like, you know, standing on the side of the road, like holding a sign, like saying something. And I was walking by and I was, you know, you just ignore people in New York City because they're always shouting shit at you, trying to sell you shit, whatever. And he goes, have a blessed day, ma'am. I like your opticals.
Your opticals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He said opticals. I thought it was so funny. I go, Leah, he just said, I like your opticals instead of glasses. I thought it was hysterical. So anyways, that was it. Then we came home and I got froyo. And then Zane thought he was having another allergic reaction. Did he tell you?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. So we got froyo, which, oh, tis the season. I fucking love it. It's just so much lighter than ice cream. I just feel it's just delicious. But I was craving it. And so Aaliyah didn't want any. So we dropped her off. We went to get froyo. And I guess it makes sense because all the toppings, like you don't know what's falling into what container. It's self-serve, you know? But he had a tennis match that night, so he was so pissed. He's like, I feel it in my lip, like the same feeling as the McDonald's, da da da. And eventually it ended up going away. But I guess like something in there, some sort of nut or something, maybe irritated him. But his opponent ended up having COVID anyway, so he didn't even play anyway. Every time I want to go, I was going to go with him. Every time.
Wow.
His fucking opponent pulls out. The time we were in the car, pulls out last minute. I was like, it's like me. It's like bad luck or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So that worked out. And then other than that, that was my last few days. Recap.
Yeah.
If you want a visual, there'll be a vlog.
Yeah. Well, I did nothing. Not a whole lot of anything. I had to go to the hospital for a test, but it winded up being like a 5-hour test. So that was exciting.
Yeah. Grueler.
Just hanging out at the hospital. They had, the hospital, I think I was most impressed by the elevators. They had like a bank of elevators. Now, we've been to very nice hotels. We've been to fancy things. And it's like elevators, you know, they have the up, the down button.
Mm-hmm.
This had like an iPad. Well, it wasn't an iPad, but it had like a touch screen thing in the center of the bank of elevators. And you just like would swipe, find the floor, you won't push it. And it would tell you, oh, go to elevator A. Mm-hmm. Go to car A.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I was so like, wow.
Yeah, I've been to a hotel like that in New York City. It wasn't an iPad. It was still buttons, but it would tell you which elevator to go take. So you kind of had like a private one.
Yeah.
I was mind blown like, too.
So cool.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really, I loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I was excited about a fucking elevator. Yeah, and then that was it. And then Aaliyah had her party. And there's this one girl who Aaliyah had started originally because of COVID. She started doing this because once everything started lifting, you know, the underclassmen coming in, and she just kind of, because she's like, you know, like drum major, she wanted to like bring everybody together and kind of have like a tight knit, like let's get to know each other. It's been weird with COVID, this and that, whatever. So she invited even the underclassmen. There's this one girl. Whatever. Definitely got bad vibes off of her from jump, but she's young. I felt like, okay, she feels out of sorts, whatever. So Aaliyah had made this whole, the last party, I know I mentioned there was some drama, there was just whatever, this girl who has a little sensory issues, but I also don't believe it. because it's like convenient for her. Like she could be loud and obnoxious and screaming and yelling and then flip out on somebody when they do something loud. Don't come to a party if you're bothered by these things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there was rules. I was like, she needs to, or generally, if you're feeling out of sorts, excuse yourself. Go to the bathroom, get a drink of water, go outside, go for a walk, go home, call your parents, whatever it may be. So Aaliyah, who is dating Aaron, who nobody really knew until that party, they were going to read the list of rules and then just in the middle of the rules throw in the, by the way, Aaron and I are dating. So it was this whole big thing. They were excited to tell everybody, have everybody's attention. They're reading the rules. And this girl texts Aaliyah, when are we going to eat? I'm like, wow. Aaliyah comes in afterwards. She's like, Mom, what do I do about this? Like, what do I do? Then they're all having a great time. I mean, the music's playing. They're laughing. I mean, Ever and I are home, and we're, like, cackling at them cackling. I mean, it was just a fun atmosphere. Can we go outside and play a game?
I told Aaliyah, I'm like, my favorite part about this is that you're in the same room, and she's texting you.
Like what?
Texting you. Like a little child. I'm like, they're not 12 anymore. They're 16, 17. They're 16,
17, 18.
Yeah, like.
What are you doing?
Like, hey, I'm hungry. Like, could I grab a bite? Like, or like, oh, did you think it'd be fun to play a game? Like, why are you texting her?
And then like, Aaliyah comes to me. She's like, Ma, what do I do? We don't want to go outside. We're all inside having a great time. I said, so blame it on me. Yeah. I don't want all of you guys outside.
Being loud for the neighbors. Yeah.
Can we go in the backyard? Aaliyah comes back in. I'm like, no, she did not.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so now Aaliyah feels really bad because she's like, Ma, what do I do? I said, you don't invite her next time. She goes, well, I don't want to, you know, I wanted it to be, like, all-inclusive. And I'm like, but if she's not enjoying herself. And that's the thing. Yeah. If you're not enjoying yourself. And she said she had this massive headache again and her anxiety. Why do you come then? Mm. Like, I don't understand. I
guess she's trying to combat it and wants to be a part of it and not feel left out.
But then excuse yourself. And that's the whole point. The whole point was they read the rules where if you're feeling a certain sort of way, excuse yourself. She could have went outside. And I think I told Aaliyah, I was like, you could tell her she can go sit in the backyard if she needs to, or go sit in your room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want somebody to feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, don't put yourself in a situation that you're possibly going to feel uncomfortable. I did that in the beginning. I was like, Aaliyah, you know, she's an underclassman. She's only 16.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to handle her emotions yet. Your 16-year-old is very different than a lot of 16-year-olds.
No, if Aaliyah would be invited to a party and went and felt uncomfortable there and then was invited the next month to go back, Aaliyah would be like, I don't want to go. What do I say?
Yeah, but Aaliyah's a lot more mature than a lot of 16-year-olds.
You really think so?
100%.
I think Aaliyah acts
like an 18, 19-year-old.
I think at 16, if you felt uncomfortable at a party, you just decline going the next time, you know?
Again, I just think there's definitely just different maturity levels. And I think that Aaliyah's a lot more mature. So I think that when I was 16, I would have made silly decisions like that too.
Really?
I mean, also, I was more mature for my age too. But I think that, yeah, I think you're used to seeing a 16-year-old every day that is so much more like developed and wise and like beyond her years, like you know what I mean. So when you see a 16-year-old act like that, you're like, why are you acting like that? But also at the same time, it's like there are 16-year-olds that are just like not as mature, and I think she's probably just like, it depends how she was raised, you know, like she has anxiety, she's trying to fit in, she's learning her way around, she's never been to parties before, probably, you know what I mean. I know when I talked to Aaliyah about this, she's like, no, not all. I'm like, it's fine, just don't invite her next time. But she's 16, she doesn't know. She's probably just immature. She's like texting you while she's at the party, you know, it's just not your kind of friend. And that's fine.
Okay.
It's better than her being a big fat bitch.
A what?
A big fat bitch.
A big fat bitch?
Yeah, it's better than her like bullying people or like being rude.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she was just like being like awkward and timid and like, hey, can we eat? Or can we play a game? Can we go outside? Like she was just being immature, you know what I mean? Like if she was texting Liam being like, this party sucks, you know what I mean? Like,
true. I mean,
that would have been bad.
I guess.
But next time, obviously.
I mean, I spoke to Aaliyah and my first.
But then
it's like when she kept coming back with another text after another text. She would come in the room and look at, just give me the eyeballs. And I'm like, another one? And she's like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad.
I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Leah is around, like, older people, like, older siblings her whole life. Like, I just feel like, yeah, it's just different. Leah's just very mature for her age. These people are, their brains are still developing, and Leah is, like,
I don't know,
a few years ahead.
Okay, let's blame it on that. I mean, let's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 16 is so young. You were just 15. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't have acted that way, but also I'm ahead of my years. You know what I mean? But like, you can look at people that are my age that are 24. Like, am I 23 or 24? That are 24 and they're way less mature than me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it just depends on the person.
True.
But there's always going to be high school drama.
She just needs to kick a few people out of these parties. That's all I got to say.
The real question is, was she petty or was she an asshole?
Wow, Alyssa. Look at you go. She was an asshole, but I'm being petty.
And today we're going to be reading your emails.
Am I an asshole?
Or are you just petty? You like my segue, guys?
I did. You know what, Alyssa? You fucking knocked it out of
Sorry,
the
had
park.
To. Are you done with your story? I didn't I mean to am. Cut off your story, but I just needed to segue.
No, it was a stupid story. That's what I'm saying. I have no life. So my life consisted of telling my Julia's party.
Julia's party.
But yeah.
Okay, so today, it's been a while. You guys send in your stories of when you think that you may have been an asshole in the situation. And we'll tell you if you were an asshole or you were just a little bit petty.
Or maybe you were just completely fine.
Yeah, or maybe and somebody made it was feel warranted. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we should add a new category.
Warranted.
Asshole, petty, or warranted.
Okay.
Okay, am I an asshole? Hi, listen, Jerry. I'm emailing you from a small town in Alberta, Canada. I'm currently listening to your new asshole episode, and it's inspired me to write in. So basically, I've been best friends with my bestie since we were 7 years old. I'm now 25, and I would basically spend every weekend at her house when I was young because I didn't live in a great household. I grew up very poor and very mistreated my entire life. My mother parentified me at just the age of 5 years old, so I've felt very responsible for my mother and two sisters for as long as I can remember. My best friend's parents ran a chain restaurant in our small town, and when they would count the tills at the end of the week, they would take the money home and lay it out on the double count it before then they would take it to the bank. They'd leave the money on the floor in piles because they have many children. It would usually sit just open on the floor. Sorry. It would usually just sit there for a while because they were busy. Well, one day they had left the money sitting just open on the floor, and I took a couple of bills. I was very young, so I'm not sure the exact amount, but it was a chunk of bills. I feel so bad typing this out. Anyway, I took it home to my mom, and she was able to use it for food and rent. I did that 3 times, and the praise that I got from my mom wasn't enough for me to keep doing that to my bestie, so I stopped and never took any again. I still think about this often, though, and I want to tell her, but I just feel like it would fuck up our friendship. Ugh, I know I'm an asshole now after typing this out. LOL. Anyway, love from Canada. Bye. She doesn't know? I thought this was like a LOL, but she knows now. She still doesn't know.
Oh.
I actually, for the first time, I think I have to say you're an asshole for this. That's messed up. Because then they're counting their tills and they're like, where the fuck is, why are we messing up? And it's messing up probably paying their employees. It's like a whole chain effect. It's fucked up.
Oh my God.
So glad that it helped your family, but at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't like she went on a shopping spree.
Right. For good reason, but is that still a good reason to steal? No.
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 Oh.
Food stamps? Got food stamps or something.
I think you tormented yourself enough, so I'm not even going to call you an asshole.
Aww.
I don't agree with what you did, but I think you suffered, and I don't think you should tell her. Cause
really?
You're going to chance ruining a relationship for something that happened.
You were 7.
It's already done. You never did it again. You learned your lesson. You didn't do it maliciously. You were just a young kid. I don't know. I wouldn't ruin a relationship over it.
I think I would agree.
You know?
Yeah. I would agree because I don't know actually if I was in her shoes, if you did it when you were like 7 years old, like, would you really be mad over that? I don't know. Like if my friend was like, oh my God, when I was younger, like I stole a couple of bills from your parents' like shop when we were seven. And they're 25 now. Like, right. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it would be 7 year old self would be like, oh my God, like, don't be silly. But it's like, but why didn't you tell me sooner?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's
it might
true.
Get ugly because it's like, why did you keep it a secret? Like,
right.
And we don't know if it had an ill effect on the business or not. Like you said, it could
you
have had a
trickle
down.
You don't know how much it was.
Yeah, you're saying yourself, you have no idea how much it was. But I think let bygones be bygones. Don't bring it up. I usually am one that's like, be very transparent. But I think at this point, this is 18 years later. I mean, you guys have kids around the same age. You guys are still best friends. I don't think something that you did at 7 years old should ruin all of that.
I mean, I think mom used it for food and rent. It has to be a good chunk. Yikes.
Alyssa, gosh.
I'm sorry. I get how she feels. I would feel very, 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 very guilty about this. But I have to agree with Jerry. I think it's way too far gone. And whatever that saying is, bygones, whatever the hell that means. Yeah. What is
but
that?
But also, at
what
the
is
same
that saying?
Time, let bygones be bygones. Like, yeah. What's done and over, just leave it.
What is a bygone?
Like
by
and gone.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
I thought
it was a
word. Eavesdropping?
Like, what?
Are you eavesdropping on the conversation?
I thought it was like bygone, like B-Y-G-O-N, like bygone, like a word. And I never understood it. But I get it, like by and gone. Let a bygone be bygone.
Right.
Understood. Wow, we really learned things on this podcast. Don't say I never taught you guys anything.
Okay, got see, it. But at the same time, now I'm like, what? You who wrote in, who I'm not going to call you an asshole because
you
were young.
Considering?
No, what I'm saying is, if it's weighing heavy on your heart, then you have to make a decision whether you tell her or not. I personally wouldn't, but if it was weighing heavy on my heart, because I'm also a person that like, I don't know. I see the friendship of you guys. You guys have kids the same age, your friends, and. It was a mistake. And you probably didn't even realize what you were doing and you did it and it was just like, whatever. And you got the praise from your mom, which you said you grew up in a shitty household, right? So you like that. So that's why you did it again. You know? I don't know.
Maybe it has to be a drunk conversation. Right?
Like a highly drunk and then maybe like, she won't even remember it, but then
you
you'll get it off
it.
Of the chest.
That's fucking toxic as shit. Don't do that.
I don't know. Girlfriend, you have to.
You want to know something funny? When I was seven, I like took some money from your mom's thing.
At the same time, I'm sorry. You have a restaurant. You don't come home and just lay your money all over
yeah, like,
the
that
floor
kind of
and like
fault.
Mounds
no.
of. It's like mounds of money everywhere with, she said, a lot of kids running around. I mean, they probably didn't even bat an eye at it because it's like, oh, you know, we got kids running around. I don't know. It disappeared. I don't know. I don't know. I think if you're aching over it, I think if you are having like some deep like issues with it, then I think you should tell her. But I don't think anything good would come out of it.
I think
other than
really
getting it off your chest.
It depends on the friend. Like, if you've been friends with her for that long, then you should have an idea of how she'll react.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If you think she's going to be mad, I would not say anything.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's 18 years ago.
Right.
You know?
If you think that she'll laugh it off, then get it off your chest. But I think if you think she's going to be angry and, like, hold it against you or hold it over your head, then I would let bygones be bygones.
Like, bye,
like,
gone.
Bye and gone. 18 years ago, it's bye and gone.
I definitely want to know what's
good.
Is that your belly?
Stomach?
Oh my gosh. Could you please let us know if you decide to tell
yeah,
her
let us
how
know.
It works out? If you do decide to tell her, yeah. Girl, my fingers are crossed for you.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't think you're an asshole, by the way. I think
you were young.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You didn't know. You didn't even know you had an asshole at seven.
Like, wait. You definitely do. Dumb joke. Okay. Am I an asshole? Hey, ladies. Am I an asshole? About 8 months ago, I gave birth to my son. Well, about 2 days or so later, I was able to go home. I received a text from my aunt saying she would like to come see him. I said, okay, but they will have to wait because of COVID, because I could barely walk around and not be in pain since I just gave birth and had stitches in two separate places. Not to mention, I was in labor for 12 hours and pushed for two. So, of course, I wasn't wanting any company. He was brand new, and my husband and I were still trying to adjust on how our life would be with a new baby. Well, after I told her she would just have to wait, she had the nerve to reply back that she can't believe that my grandmother and her other aunt had to wait to meet him. They have always done so much for me in my life, and it wasn't right for me to keep him from meeting them. Excuse me? I just got home that morning, and also, not to mention, she never even had anything to do with me the entire pregnancy. She was never around, never called to check on me, nothing. And now she wants to act like Aunt of the Year? Absolutely not. On top of all that, she was getting on my grandma's Facebook and talking and taking every picture of my son I put on there. Then she would upload it and caption it. Oh, my God. She would caption it as, my baby. What? Hell no. She was even calling him by his middle name and not even his first name. She would never address him by his first name, and that really boiled my blood. Don't lay claim to my son when you have nothing to do with him just to get attention and then play victim. Get out of here. So now, this is where I may be an asshole. Now, when I upload any pictures on Facebook, I block my grandma from seeing them because that's how my aunt would get his pictures, because I won't accept her friend request. I hate that my grandma doesn't see his pictures, but I put an end to them getting taken and uploaded elsewhere. I have my words, and now she won't hardly speak a word to me and when she's around me. I don't even care. He's my son, not yours. Anyways, thanks, ladies, for reading my email.
Warranted.
You are not an asshole at all. Definitely warranted. Fucking Facebook, man.
Fuck, I fucking hate Facebook. I hate it.
I love Facebook, but I know. I think
it's
Facebook.
Just a generation thing. Like, me and Zane do not even go on Facebook at all. No. The only time I post on there is because when I post on Instagram, it posts to both.
I actually just, I had that situation. But why do people go and do that? Like, she had fucking block grandma because auntie was stealing the pictures. And then my, that's not yours. And I had this happen to me.
Ooh. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. Another person was saying, like, posting my a picture daughter. She ain't your fucking daughter, right? Sorry. It hit a spot for me. This is all completely warranted. I don't think you're a bitch. I don't think you're an asshole. I think Auntie needs to get off of her high horse and,
I just don't understand people like that because, like, if I never met somebody's child and, like, I didn't know them, like, what's the point of bragging about it? Like, I just don't get the point, like, for other family members to think you're super close with them. Like, you don't know the baby. Isn't that weird? Like, that's weird. It's weird.
Like she said, it's for the attention.
And like pretending that you guys are close. Yeah. Like, for what? I don't get it.
For people, oh my God, congratulations, he's cute.
So
oh my
she
God,
has something exciting in her life because she's bored?
Must be.
I guess.
I don't know. Auntie needs to get out of here.
Auntie needs to get a grip. Fucking wants to come over the day after you had birth. Gave birth, like,
with, like, COVID, too.
Walking
I'm
around, like,
my brand new baby.
To COVID.
No.
Yeah.
The hell out of here.
Not warranted. The day. Like, give her at least a few days, a week, maybe. Like, she's walking around with, like, diapers on, this poor girl, and she has to have people over? Like, no. I wouldn't want that. No. My random aunt. Like, no. Okay. I don't think you were petty or an asshole. I think you did the right thing. And it's fucking Facebook. Like, your grandma can see the baby in person.
There you go.
It's not all about pictures. She'll be just fine. And she won't even know because she'll never see the pictures. Yeah, Grandma, I just stopped using Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I an asshole? Hello, beautiful ladies. To preface, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, but I think it's a funny story, so I wanted to share. So I've lived in my apartment complex since June of 2020, and some new people moved into the apartment above us around August of 2021. Ever since they moved in, I've heard screaming, stomping, and loud music coming through the vents every single day without fail. This usually starts around 8 p.m. and goes past midnight some days. Well, at the end of December, I was finally fed up with the constant noise coming from their apartment and left a very passive-aggressive note on their door. I've attached it because I think it's funny. Should I read it now?
Yeah.
And then continue? Okay. We're going to read the note. Oh my God, your cats are so fucking cute. Look at Tonya. Oh my God, that's funny. Hello, neighbors. This is her note, guys. I'm writing you on this fine Thursday to inform you that these walls are much thinner than I think you realize. I've been kept up many nights in the past months due to the constant intermittent screaming and loud music coming from your apartment, and I am simply, with sparkles, sick of it. I'm trying to give you all the benefit of the doubt because you might not know how loud the noise is, but I am this close to calling management. I should not have to put my noise-canceling AirPods in to focus on school or even sleep some nights in my own home. Yes, it's happened multiple times. So please, for the love of God and everyone else in the building, be courteous and try to keep the noise down. You aren't the only ones living in the complex.
Love it.
You know what's... How do people know exactly, like, how'd she go upstairs and know which room it was?
Because if it's right above you.
She just went by her number, but it'd floor up.
Yeah, I mean.
How do you know? I would be like, which one was it? What if you left it at the wrong door?
Well, it depends on how big the building, too. But no, I mean, when I've lived in two apartments, uh-huh. And I knew exactly who was above me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Or who I was above, yeah. Also.
Okay. Okay. Let me find my place now.
Right after the funny.
Okay. After I left the note, I thought that things would get better, but I was wrong. The noise kept happening, so I did report it to management, and I haven't heard back yet. But I thought to myself, how can I harmlessly make their lives slightly more miserable? I thought about pounding on my ceiling or even setting alarms to vacuum my ceiling vents casually at 3 a.m. But then I realized that at my parents' house, I have liquid ass spray. Don't ask why I have it, because I honestly don't remember. But it's literally like a little bottle of liquid that smells like ass. Pretty self-explanatory. It literally smells like someone shit their pants 10 times worse because it lingers. So, I got it from my parents' house, and since I can't get into their apartment, I decided to spray their whole front door instead. Doorknob, doorframe, the carpet peeking out from under the door, anywhere I could. It did smell up the hallway a little, but it wasn't too bad because there's a level separating us. I only did it once so far, but I can still smell the liquid ass, and it's been a week. Am I an asshole? It brings me joy knowing that they smell the liquid ass every time they leave and enter their apartment. I just wanted to slightly inconvenience them, and I do think that it was shitty on my end. Ha, get it? But I'm not sorry. Anyways, I hope you both have an amazing rest of your day. I've attached pictures of my kitties because I know you like seeing our pets.
That's funny. I don't think you're an asshole at all.
but maybe see, Kenny. But my brain goes to like, what if you left the note on the wrong door? And what if you sprayed the wrong door? Like, that's where my brain goes. Like, how did you know?
Really? No.
Yeah.
I think you know.
There's so many doors in a hallway. How could you calculate which one is exactly above you when you go up the elevator to the other hallway? How do you know which one it is?
No, you know.
You just know?
You just know.
Uh-huh. Like, I can't go in a hotel and, like, go to the floor above and know which room is above me. There's just no way I wouldn't be able to know which one it is.
But if you live there, she's lived there from June of 2020. Uh-huh. Like, you know. You know the ins and outs of your building and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking indoor. Are you thinking, like, motel-style outdoor?
No.
Like, indoor?
Like, indoor, like a hotel, oh, okay. Yeah. Like an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Lissa. I don't think you're an asshole at
it's
all.
It's definitely petty, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, petty, not yeah. An asshole.
No.
Because you
gave them
a letter. So you contacted management, who doesn't appear to give a shit, and you do what you had to do. And so what? They get a little ass on them every now and then. They touch their door.
I think that's funny as shit.
It's harmless fun, and I think you did it right. I think you slightly inconvenienced them. I think, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you're an asshole.
No. But maybe take your broom once in a while and hit the ceiling. Like when they're sleeping.
Well, they also them. Do not know that it was her from downstairs because...
That's true. Maybe don't right? out yourself.
Exactly.
That's true.
They don't know it's you. You know right. It's them because you hear them walking on your head, you know? And it's like, but they don't know because if it's them walls around, it could have been their next door neighbor saying, hey, you're loud.
Right.
It could have been your upstairs person say, hey, you guys are loud as shit.
That's a good point.
You know? So yeah. I wouldn't do the broomstick thing.
Agree.
But
okay, agree.
I think that stinky ass was a great idea.
That's fucking funny.
That's something petty that I would probably do.
Especially just if it's saying. Lingering a week later.
That's a Jerry thing. I would probably do something like that.
That would make me so angry if somebody did that to me. Mm. I'm surprised they haven't stopped being loud now. Maybe they don't even smell it because they're just partying all the time and fucking nasty anyway.
Oh,
they
my
probably
goodness.
Don't even realize it. I think you need to go to the next step. What else can she do?
I would reach out to management again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what else can she do to their door?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Why did my brain go to, like, let bugs out, like, that can crawl into their apartment?
Oh my God, Alyssa, you ruthless.
That's where my brain went. I'm like, go get a bag of crickets from PetSmart and put them under the door. That's mean, though. That's fucked up.
Oh, I have a story for you.
You could definitely get in trouble for that, too.
Yeah, you could. Don't do that.
Fart spray is invisible. Or ass spray is invisible.
No, fingerprints.
Okay, involved. What's the story?
I was driving home. You just reminded me when you said bugs. I was driving home from that five-hour test from the hospital, and I'm going like 60 miles an hour. I mean 55. We're in New York State. I was going 55 miles an hour.
right.
And right in front of me, right in my vision, is a like almost neon greenish, yellowish spider. So I'm like, all right, let me put my windshield wipers on and get him out of my view. Dude, he was in my car. So then I'm driving, okay? And on the back of my phone, I had a post-it from the doctor. She gave me a post-it.
Okay.
So I took the post-it and I went to go get him.
Uh-huh.
And he disappeared. So now the whole way home, I'm like, and I'm not like icky with spiders. You know, like I'm fine with it, but I was
still
like,
were like, where the fuck is it?
It's exactly it. I'm like, where is he? I'm going to open my door in a couple of weeks and find like a big spider web or something. But I never found him. And he was like a cute, like fluorescent yellow greenish. Like, I don't know. He was very cute. But yeah, he just disappeared. Can't find them. Haven't seen them.
I used to have a problem in my car. I don't know what was going on, but they were all up in my car. And I am not the same about spiders. I have arachnophobia very, very bad. They literally make me cry. And
In your new car?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, remember? It was like an issue. Like little brown ones. They just kept popping up.
What? Can I say something?
Yeah, go.
I am 90%. Listen, I could have been sleeping and daydreaming or whatever, but I have a feeling. Aaliyah just told me that Honda had a recall because there was spiders in cars. And I was like, holy shit. I really swore Alyssa had that problem. But Aaliyah said it was like a known, it was a recall.
Oh, really?
I'm curious now. Maybe I was dreaming.
Maybe. That'll be a Google later.
That will be a Google later.
It was such an issue. I used to talk about it on my vlogs, and somebody like commented or something and said like, "Oh, I bought a car from the same place you did. They keep their cars in like a big lot, and it's like a problem. Like they'll bug bomb your car for you." And I went there and I told somebody, and he looked at me like I had five heads. So like, I don't know. Maybe I just asked the wrong person, or maybe she thought I bought it from somewhere else. I don't know. But anyways, you remind me of a story when I was on the way home from a spray tan at nighttime. And I was driving, and it was like that, like right in front of me. And my heart, I was like on a highway. And so I took my flip-flop off for my foot. And I was like trying to like hit it. I didn't know what else to do. I'll take whatever's around me. One time I took a water bottle and smashed it. You know, like I have to get out of my way. Otherwise, I'm going to get into a car accident. And I was must have been swerving with my flip-flop trying to fucking get this spider. So I'm like just driving my lane after I got it, right? And I just see somebody pull in the lane next to me like this. They're looking in my window.
Well, like, is this bitch swerving? Or maybe when you're fucking sitting there with your flip-flops smashed.
Either one would have been nuts. Either one, I would have looked like a nut job.
Oh, that's funny.
But I definitely was swerving into her lane while I was trying to get this. A spider, and she looked at me probably was like, this bitch is drunk, like swerving. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to get a spider so that lights I don't have a heart attack and crash.
Lights light up behind you. She calls cops. There's a drunk driver.
I'd be like, sir.
No, officer, it was just a spider.
It's a spider. But thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God that hasn't happened in a really long time. But the summer is coming back, so I'm really nervous about it.
Oh.
But also people said, which is why I don't anymore, because I was parking directly under a tree. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the issue. So I started not parking under a tree anymore. And ever since then, it stopped. So I'm hoping that that was what was happening.
Or maybe it was part of Honda's recall, and now that it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, we're going to need to look that up.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, am I an asshole? What's poppin', listen, Jerry? Real quick, sappy shit for a second. I listened to your podcast on my 45-minute to and from work in a very busy ER, and you guys honestly get me through the tough days. I know you guys joke about who actually listens to you, but so many people love listening to you ladies and give such honest advice and your hilarious rambles. So thank you, and please keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing at ER. Ooh, girl.
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 That ain't no joke.
Okay. Okay, let's get into it. It's not that bad, but I still think I'm probably a bit of an asshole for it, so I had to share. A few years ago, my boyfriend and I were celebrating New Year's Eve with a bunch of friends, like we usually do. At this point, we've been together for 3 years, and I'm close with all of his friends, so it's always a blast, and there's never any issues. This year, the guy hosting had invited a couple of friends outside of our main group. We're from a small town where everyone knows everybody, but it was just a few people most of us aren't actually friends with. It started off great. We're having a good time, playing drinking games and hanging out. Later in the night, after everyone's pretty drunk, one of the girls he invites sneaks off with one of my boyfriend's friends. He comes back a bit later and tells us that he just hooked up in the garage. At this point, it's just funny, and we all move on. Then a bit later, I notice the same girl is sitting on my boyfriend's lap.
Huh? What?
See, that's where it changes. It went from funny, like, haha, garage, to uh-uh. I'll try to remember to send our love story, but very long story, very short. I trust him completely. But obviously, that's still going to rub me the wrong way, especially since she just hooked up with his best friend and knows we're together. And on top of that, my boyfriend looked really uncomfortable. So I casually call him over to come look at something, and then move on with the rest of the night like nothing happened. Like I said, I trust him, so I knew I could wait until we were sober to bring it up about how weird it was. I think I handled it pretty well, especially since I was drunk, but that's not what I'm writing in. Fast forward 2 years later to 2020. We're on lockdown. I'm bored. I miss my friends. So I start a photo album scrapbook to remind myself that I did do fun things with my life. When I got to the pictures from that New Year's, there was a group picture of me, my boyfriend, three of our friends, and her near the middle. It's not even a good picture of me, but it was one of the only group ones that we got, and still a good picture for the rest of them, so I wanted to include it. So I photoshopped her out of it. It's a really bad Photoshop, too. I literally just cropped out that part of the middle of the picture, but it's just in my personal photo album, so it's not obvious. It's not like I cropped her out and I posted it online, but I did feel a teeny little bit like an asshole for doing it. Maybe petty. Because, hey, get off my boyfriend's lap. I'll attach the picture so you can see how bad the crop is. Some of my kitties, because I just can't resist. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? I looked at the picture while you were reading, and I didn't even notice until she said it. So, like, now that you said it, it is fucking bad. But if you didn't say anything, I probably wouldn't have noticed. And I'm
going, wait, where? No, I definitely see where.
Yeah.
He's got nice hair on the side right there. Wow. That is not, listen, it's in your book, and you did great things.
You're never going to see her again.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, maybe you will. Excuse me, if you live in a small town, but you're putting it in your scrapbook, so like, whatever. And if when you print it, you could cut around it too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cut her out in the middle. And then just put the two pictures next to each other. Like, Photoshop it on a real photo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you wanted to, but I think you did good.
No one will ever notice that on your scrapbook.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny.
Warranted.
Warranted, for sure. Okay. Am I the asshole? So, I'm 22 with no kids, therefore I love spoiling my friends' babies. I have two friends who have had babies at a very young age. One of my friends never asked me for help, Therefore, I tend to go above and beyond on his birthday gifts. Even though it's once a year, she's always so grateful, and I can see her dress him in the clothes that I gift him. But on the other hand, my other friend, we can call her Jenny, had her daughter at the age of 21 and is now 23. Even before her daughter was born, I would shower her with gifts. Anytime that I would go to the store and see a pretty outfit, I would buy it. Anytime that she would send me a text like, hey, can I borrow some money for gas? I would see if she needed diapers and I would go buy it. And even if it was borrowed money, I would never ask for it back, just having in mind that someday I might need it too. And, well, for her celebrations, like the first birthday, etc., I've offered to pay for her piñata and candy bags. Again, I'm very extra, so I just go above and beyond with this piñatas for their birthday. Her birthday is so close enough to Easter where I can get Easter eggs and put different goodies in there and add it as a nice surprise apart from the candy that I fill it with. And I still had about 5 eggs that have a $20 bill in them. I keep it at a budget of $100 since the piñata alone is not cheap and the bags of candy are huge and also not cheap, along with the Easter egg buying that alone is maybe a good $100. And for a person that just had a part-time job at a local donut shop for the longest time, to spend $200 was really a lot. I now have a more stable job, but I'm currently saving to get my own apartment since I had to move back to my mom's after a failed relationship, but that's a whole nother story. It may seem easy for me to spend a little more since I live with my mom, but I'm also not living rent-free. I have very little to pay off on my car, and I want to finish it before I move out, which would be in 3 months, I'm hoping. Since living with my mom can get toxic, I want to be there as little as possible, hence why I'm saving a lot and paying extra on that car. Now, her daughter's second birthday is coming up, and as always, I'm buying what I always do. But this time, she has the audacity to not even ask what my budget is, but to say that we need 2 piñatas because the kids break one too fast. In my head, I'm like, well, shit, I didn't know kids cared about how long it takes to break it. They just care about what's inside. But yep, she wants 2. I hate confrontation, so I just made up that I have a family emergency in Michigan and I had to leave, and I would think since it was out of nowhere, she'd understand that flight tickets are expensive, but no. She still asked, oh, but will you sell me the money so I can buy her the piñatas? I said, fuck that, and I never responded. I used to do all that for her because she had been struggling in a struggling relationship where he has even hit her, yet has left no matter how many times someone tries helping. Shit, my mom even said that she can move in rent-free while she gets back on her feet, but still decides to stay with him. I've noticed that she doesn't cook, so they constantly eat out, and during Valentine's, she had money to throw on a PS5 controller for her boyfriend and some other stupid shit, and even bought herself a nice bag. So am I the asshole for not wanting to help her anymore? Here are some photos of us, plus one of my other friend and her family because they're so cute to not show you. Sorry, it was super long. Thanks for reading. Wowzies.
Are you an asshole? You are absolutely not an asshole. She was a friend who took advantage of your kindness.
Yeah.
To just expect it. And then go, oh, by the way, I need to. Like, that's pretty fucked up. That's a pretty shitty friend in my experience, yeah. in my opinion.
You let her get too comfortable with what you were doing.
I mean, look at that. That's like a beautiful setup. Like, everything is so beautiful, but she didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, Ever and I were actually talking yesterday about, like, spoiled kids and stuff like that. And I said, I will do anything and everything for my kids as long as they always appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know? And then once they stop appreciating it, I would stop doing. And it seemed like that's what you needed to do here. She didn't appreciate what she was doing. She was taking advantage of your kindness and your generosity. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, mm-hmm. I think I would have responded. I would have said, hey, I was doing this, but you didn't. And that's fine because you're not confrontational. And I respect that because mm-hmm. I am too. But I think I would have
mm-hmm.
just to get closure. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't think you're an asshole at all. I don't think you're petty. I think it was warranted.
Yeah. Who can do that? Like, yeah, but can you send me the money for them? It's like, if you can't afford the piñatas, you don't need piñatas at a children's. Like, it's fun, but it's not a necessity. You need, like, food and water. You know what I mean? Like, but you don't need a piñata. So, I don't know. It was just, like, uncalled for and rude of her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But next time, don't give so damn much to people that don't give back to you, okay?
That's what I mean. If they start not appreciating,
right,
just nip it in the bud.
Yeah, there's a difference between being spoiled, but also being appreciative of it, and then being spoiled, but being a brat about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, give me more.
Yeah.
Like doing no. this not enough. I need more. Give me two pinatas.
Like, entitled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, no.
You're fine.
No, thanks. Thank you. Moving on.
Wait, is this Hala? Oh. Am I an asshole? Hola, ladies. Oh, wait, is it Hala? That kind of looks like a Hala. You asked for Am I an Asshole emails, and I was thinking about if I had any, and then it dawned on me. I have just the story. When I was in high school, I dated a guy who was 2 years older than me. I was a freshman, and he was a senior. We dated for 2 years, but during those 2 years, we had a quote-unquote break, a.k.a. dumb high schoolers breaking up over some stupid and then get back together the next day. But, you know, when you break up, you always say, we're never getting back together. Well, my boyfriend and I broke up over something petty, and I was with my girlfriends. My boyfriend had just gotten a car not that long ago. So what do me and my girlfriends do? We egg his car, of course. The next day, he texts me asking me to come over and talk. We end up working things out and getting back together. And when I'm over there, his mom goes, I can't believe someone egged your car. Who would do that? I had the strangest look on my face and really played it off like it wasn't me. I even asked her if she had security cameras, and I offered to look at the footage to help find out who did it. To this day, I've never told him that it was me. Am I an asshole?
See, here's the thing. Eggs can ruin your paint.
Eggs can ruin your paint.
Yeah.
And it was a new car?
And they broke up over something petty. She didn't even say it was something serious.
For now on, baloney the car.
Yeah, baloney or teepee. Toilet paper.
Oh my gosh.
I would tell him.
Wait, are they still?
They're still together to this day.
Oh, if you're still together.
Maybe they're not together. When I was in high school, I dated a guy 2 years older than me. If you're not together, then it doesn't matter.
Just, no.
No,
but is she an asshole for doing it?
Yeah.
But you're in high school.
Remember, we broke up over something silly. She said, we broke up over something stupid.
Asshole.
Over something petty.
You're an asshole.
Eggs are messed up, I feel like. I feel like toilet paper is harmless. Bologna's a little funnier. Eggs can we
add another category?
Yeah, what?
Can we add you were just an immature
teenager
category? Because I really don't think you're an asshole, because it's all like, I mean, think of like the Taylor Swift song. I mean, the Carrie Underwood. Who sings that song? Carrie Underwood?
What?
Slash yeah, exactly. I mean, she could have did a whole lot worse. It was a couple of eggs, you know? And hopefully it didn't do damage. But
have you ever did anything like that? Like damage somebody else's property because you were angry?
No.
I would never do that. Like,
no.
Even in my teenage phase, like, there were, like, people that I was acquaintances with that would go, like, slamming people's fences or like smashing people's pumpkins. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked up. Like, I would never do something like that.
You were raised right, though.
I guess, yeah.
But I mean, I know, like, Amani borrowed my fucking truck one night. I'll never forget this. And he went out to Buffalo Wild Wings, and my car got egged.
Oh.
It was like a thing between him. They were having an egg war. Get your ass outside and scrub my truck
100%.
Right now. Do it now.
Yeah.
You know? But did I call him? Let me see if I called him an asshole. I didn't call him an asshole. I said, get your ass out there and clean my car.
Right.
I would never think
to do that.
I think it was just a stupid, like, you were with your girlfriends. He broke up.
Yeah.
You guys were like acting on emotions.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right, but I'm not going to call you an asshole for it.
I also think that as the generations go on, we just handle things differently. Like, even Aaliyah's generation probably would never do something like that. Would they? Have you heard of anything like that with her
age, I would hope
age
not.
Group? Yeah, no, I don't think so. So I think, like, now it's, like, you put like tweets up on social media. You know what I mean? Like people don't do that anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Like back in my day, we would actually go outside and like walk the streets. Like, you know, like teenagers don't really do that anymore. I feel like it's just different.
I know when you asked me before if I've ever purposely damaged or like, it's like somebody's face, maybe. I mean, I got into a few fights.
Oh,
but,
I would never do that either. Because I know I would get the shit beat out of me.
But that was really, like, I never maliciously, I've wanted to. I've gotten so pissed off sometimes that it's like, oh my, like, yeah. But
like
I never did.
I want to key their car.
Especially in these days, everybody and their mothers got cameras. Like you said, you even offered to see if you could see who did it on the camera. Everybody's got cameras. You have to be careful.
Yeah. She probably knew she didn't have cameras, right. So she made herself look good. She's like, if you want, we can look at your camera.
But I'm saying, like, even in, like, like you just see shit on social media all the time, like people walking by. I saw one, it was on TikTok, I think, where a guy was like walking by and like keying this person's car, but he did it like 3 days in a row, like an old man walking past a person's car, but it was caught on the camera 3 days in a row or something like that.
That's awful.
Like everybody's got cameras.
Yeah.
And how about just pretend everybody has cameras and just be a better human and stop doing petty bullshit? But yeah, I was like, wow, blown away because it was an old man.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. Like, did he have a personal vendetta? Or he was just, like, having fun with his life?
Like,
I don't know.
He was like, damn, they got a nice new car. I'm going to fuck that up.
That's fucked up. People hate to see other people happy. It's so messed up. Damn. Yeah, no, I never got into a fight either. There was a few girls I wanted to get into a fight with. You know, so I was literally like, I'll decline that. Thank you. I want to keep my nose.
Take the victory. You can tell everybody you whoop my ass.
I'm like, I don't care if I look like a little bitch. I am not punching somebody in the face. That is just not my forte.
Oh, listen, I'm not proud of it. I mean, I'm proud of at the moment it had to be done.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I just knew that I couldn't throw down.
Yeah.
There's just no way. And I was like, I like my face. I don't want to do that. You're not worth it. No.
That's now I look back on it and that's what I say. Yeah. They weren't worth it.
Right.
But
no, it again, different generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally different generation. I'm sure probably not my mom. I'm sure my dad got into multiple fist fights back in his day. I don't think Zane either. Has Zane ever gotten into a school fight?
I don't think so, no.
Not from my knowledge. No. I just don't think we're that kind of people. But they happened all the time. There was always school fights.
All the time.
All the fucking time. I'm like, oh my God, can we like not punch each other in the face all the time? Like, what's going on?
Well, then there goes your generational thing out the window. Because you were just saying it's like a generational thing. But, I mean, it's still happening.
This is true.
And I'm sure that there's petty-ass people that are going to key people's cars. And
it's very true.
Egg people. Well, yeah, my car got egged. Hello. So it's not generational.
Yeah,
they did it.
Yes, but like I just don't see it happening in Aaliyah's. But also, Aaliyah has her like good group.
Yeah, she's not part of
like,
the asshole
I was
group.
Part of the assholes. me included. Well, I guess I stepped out of it. But yeah, like a lot of like the guys that I was friends with would go like Smash Pumpkins and shit. Like they were just in that dumb teenage phase.
It's so funny. I mean, it's not.
But like Aaliyah's friends with like the nice kids that play the flute. You know. So I guess it's just different. Aaliyah's just different. She's a good kid.
She's a good egg.
Am I the asshole? Drama. I'll make it kind of short. It all started with my sister asking me if my daughter could be a flower girl in her wedding that had no date yet. I hesitated with it, and I said yeah, but I wasn't sure yet. Later, 2 weeks after that question, I hear my mom telling her family... Oh, sorry. Later, 2 weeks after that question, I hear my mom telling her family the date of the wedding, while my sister hasn't yet communicated the date to me. I catch my sister showing my kid dresses for that day, and I ask, what is that for? And she said, for my wedding. Keep in mind, she hasn't said anything about the date or location to me. I tell her, I think I want to think about my choice again, and she said, okay. Come 4 days later, my mom asked me why I'm not letting my daughter be a part of the wedding. I told her because I have a problem with my grown-ass sister not communicating to me any of this info, that somehow everyone else knows and I'm the last to know. I let my mom know that I didn't know any info of the wedding, and I did, And she replied with, well, no one does, not even them. How are they supposed to give you a date? And I said, if this is a problem that your daughter has with me, let her talk for herself, and left. I don't know why my mom lied to me. I really think that it was to protect my 32-year-old sister from her poor communication skills with me. I know this is a lot and might not make sense, but yeah. And backstory is my sister and I had a fallout 3 years ago due to me not leaving my daughter with her while she was with her boyfriend watching a baseball game all day. And I preferred to go with her cousin to play with. I also want to add that I apologize to my sister for, quote, misleading her to think I was going to let her have my kid in the wedding, but I don't think it's fair that I'm the last person to know the date. And she replied with, October 7th next year, yes or no? And I said no, and she said okay. How hard is it to text me a date through text when everyone knew? Why am I the last one to know when they would expect my kid to be in the wedding?
So are you asking if you're an asshole for pulling your daughter out of the wedding? No. I don't think so.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys just have, like, a lot of built-up beef in the past.
And like, I mean, like,
you probably just should have said no from the get-go, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, if she asks you and you know that you probably weren't going to want her to be a flower girl, then you probably just should have been like, no. But you said yes in hopes that she would understand when you changed your mind.
I felt like she said yes, but let me think about it. Didn't she say that?
Well, maybe she said, I said yeah, but I wasn't sure yet. I don't know if she said it to herself that she wasn't sure yet, or if she said it to her sister. Okay. Yeah, but I'm not sure yet. I think she just said, yeah, but in her mind, she wasn't sure yet.
Okay, so, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, just next time when you want to say no, and it'll be better for everyone around you.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's it. I don't think you're an asshole or petty, though. I think it definitely could have been handled better, but it's already done and over with, so don't dwell over it. But next time, just say no. Okay, mm-hmm. Perf. Last one.
Okay. My father's ashes. Am I the a-hole? Hi there. Longtime viewer of Alyssa and new listener of the podcast. I just heard the request for Am I an Asshole Stories and I couldn't resist.
Yay!
I've pretty much had the worst 30 days of my life. Mm. I lost my grandfather in late March. So sorry. He was on hospice and we knew it was coming, but it still sucks, you know? However, 2 short weeks later, April 7th, after we thought was an intestinal issue, I suddenly came home and found my father dead.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We've lived together since I had a bad breakup, and he came to me when I bought a home. It was completely unexpected, and amongst having to deal with a death, things he wasn't prepared for, I heard from his ex. Now, they haven't been together for at least 5 years. They used to work together, and later in life, in his 50s, after retiring, they got together. She was going through a divorce and was really drunk and messy. Fast forward, and maybe two years, they did whatever it was they were doing. I moved back into my own home, and my father came with me. We deliberately didn't tell his ex where we lived. As far as I know, she's never been here. I think they still talked here and there and were cordial, but that was it. Here's the juicy part. This, I don't know, weirdo, crazy lady, for some freaking reason, wants some of my dad's ashes. She originally asked for his place of rest, and I told her he was cremated per his wishes, and she said, I know this is so wrong, but can I have some? I am absolutely floored by this. I don't think she has a right to some. Maybe his other ex, who or is one of his closest friends and spent time with him and helped him out for the last 15 years. But this one, what? I have yet to respond to her. And as you can tell, my response was going to be, yeah, that's wrong. Absolutely not. This is literally so fresh and just asked on Easter Sunday. My mother doesn't care. She said it's up to me. My sister-in-law said it too. Said to do it. Really? Sorry, that was my response. That wasn't in the... whoa, really? Okay. That's what this woman needs to heal. That's yuck logic. But I think it's a crazy request. Am I an asshole for refusing this woman a piece of my father, even if that's what she needs to heal? I didn't think this was This would be so long. Sorry. Love you both.
Am I understanding correctly? So this is a woman that they haven't spoken in the last five years. They were like kind of like maybe like cordial, friends with benefits, yeah, kind of work buddies.
Yeah.
No, I would absolutely say no.
Absolutely say no. Like, that's your father.
It's just a random woman. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that were acquaintances with him. Not everybody can have some of his ashes. No. That's very extreme.
That's very, it's very
ashes
personal.
Are for immediate personal family.
Yeah. No. No, no, no. I don't think you're an asshole at all. I think your sister-in-law's responsive, of course, give her if that's what she needs to heal.
That's not
needs
her father, what? Though. That's not her father. She doesn't understand.
Yeah. Needs to heal. Needs to heal. They haven't even seen each other in 5 years. Needs
yeah,
to
and heal. It's like, what, are you going to start giving out freaking ashes to every Joe Schmo aunt?
Yeah, ashes for you and ashes like, for you.
The third cousins no. need ashes too? No.
No, no. I
hard pass.
Definitely a hard pass. Yeah, I don't think you're an asshole. No. I think you're completely warranted. I think she's an asshole for even asking, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's like a ballsy move. Like, hey, you know,
she
can
said,
I
know this is so wrong, but can I have some? Like, that's like weird. I'd be like kind of weirded out by that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why?
I mean, she said she hasn't responded. So I would like, I mean, you're saying yourself, you know, it's wrong, but no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss, but...
Losses. That's horrible.
Yeah. No. So much no.
That's what I mean. Like, let her grieve her poor father.
You're texting asking for ashes? Like, what is wrong with you?
Like, he died unexpectedly. He wasn't... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, just... Let me have some ashes.
Saying, like, people's brains are just different. Like, they don't even think. It's bizarre. It's just really bizarre.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyways... You said weirdo. Definitely a weirdo. Crazy lady. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and want to send in more, feel free to do so. We would love more. AgamilPodcast@gmail.com. That's our email. AgamilPodcast@gmail.com. If you also want to just go to our Instagram and hit the email button, that's also another option. So you don't have to remember anything that I just said. And if you want to support this podcast, links in the description. It's $2.99 a month, and you'll get our episodes a day early. And if you want to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, that would mean the world to us. Please do it. 5 stars. Thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye.